Go.
Buenos días, Laurier, Wilfrid Laurier students. How is everybody doing today? It is your favorite co-host of Radio Laurier News at Noon, minus Fatima. I think she is sick today, unfortunately. But yeah, it is currently Wednesday, February 16th that you will be listening to this. And yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Let's get into it.
So first, we're going to start off with some really good news, I guess. The remaining restrictions are set to start easing up on Thursday. That's like 4 days ahead of schedule. So that means that we'll be able to go to more places. They'll be lifting some of the capacity limits. Let me just let everyone know what all of the restrictions being lifted and reopenings are. So increased social gatherings are, the limit of social gatherings is increased to 50 people inside and 100 people outside. Public event limits are increased to 50 people indoors and there's no limit outside. Capacity limits are gonna be removed in indoor settings where vaccinations are required, including but not limited to restaurants, bars, other food and drink establishments without dance facilities. And non-spectator areas of sports and recreational fitness facilities, including gyms, cinemas, as well as meeting and event spaces, including conference centers or convention centers. And then additionally, casinos, bingo halls, gaming facilities, and indoor areas of settings that choose to opt in to the proof of vaccination requirements. So 50% of usual capacity will be allowed in sports arenas and concert venues.
Hey.
And indoor capacity limits will be 25% in higher risk settings where proof of vaccination is required, like nightclubs and restaurants where there's dancing, as well as bathhouses and sex clubs. Don't know if that's relevant to anyone, but if it is, no judgment.
Wait, did you say sex clubs?
Yeah.
Wait.
We're not 25%. Don't ask me what that is, but it's on the list. So
I thought that was legal in Canada. I mean, no, it probably means strip club.
Probably, yeah, like a strip club or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And then for religious services, funerals, and weddings or other ceremonies, the number of people, the capacity is now just however many people can fit with a 2 meter social distance in between. And then if the location decides to use the vaccine passports, or if it's occurring outdoors, then there's no capacity limit. And then finally, on March 1, all capacity limits will be lifted. There will also be a lift on the vaccine passport. However, businesses can opt in to require it, but it's not optional. So it's not like a provincial mandate or anything. It's just like up to the discretion of the business owners. However, we'll still be required to be masked in public. And they will let us know when that can be lifted at a later time. So it looks like within the next few weeks to the next month, things should be getting a little bit back to normal. I'm looking forward to that, not having to worry about like the capacity limits, especially for the clubs. Cause like recently it's been crazy trying to get anywhere. Like last year, last semester, if you're not on guest list, you're not getting in.
Facts. Are you just waiting like 2 hours in the cold?
Yeah, 2 hours. Like in fall time, it wasn't so bad because it's not that cold. But like winter, if you're waiting out there in minus 20 degrees, like you're dedicated.
Honestly, let me give some advice to anybody and everybody who needs to hear this. If you're going once or twice every week and you're waiting in line at a bar or a club for more than 45 minutes, so an hour and a half, if that's what you're doing with your time, you need to rethink what you're doing. Because
yeah, for
you're
real.
Spending all this time just to go into a place that upcharges you drinks and
yeah.
You can get to control. Like, just go have a house party. Go to a low-key bar. Like, I don't care how popping it is. If this is what you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm. That's way too much.
It's just such a waste of time, in my opinion.
But yeah.
Each their own.
These things like VIP booths and stuff, they're so expensive. Like, honestly, I know it's Waterloo, and so it's not, like, expensive compared to Toronto, but who in Waterloo, like, as a student, who's dropping 500 to a grand on a booth?
Yeah.
You're like, Where do these people work?
To be honest though, like what I know certain people do is you can just like split a booth like five ways, and then it's like $100 each or like $50 each, which is honestly like not too bad. It's just like going to like an expensive restaurant.
Yeah, but at the same time, like if you're doing that every week, like who has $50 a week to spend on clubbing, right? Like for someone's birthday, then I kind of get it, but it's just like people do seem to do this like a regular thing.
No, it is. You know what I mean? Yeah, it is strange to do that. Yeah, I agree. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also kind of related, King Street South, like through Uptown Waterloo, was closed over this weekend due to the trucker protests, which we kind of discussed that last week. And I feel like it's at the point where it's kind of just disturbing everybody and not really getting anything done.
Yeah.
So it's just at this point, just like chill, man. Like nothing good is going to come from people just protesting like that, especially in a place like Waterloo. Like in Waterloo, all you're doing is just bothering people.
Wait, so where exactly are the protesters in Waterloo?
Over the weekend, they were gathered in Uptown Square and like along King Street that goes through Uptown. So my roommate actually went into Uptown over the weekend, and she said that the bus had to be redirected temporarily because they were blocking the streets. So it was just like causing a huge inconvenience to people.
Bro.
And like before complaining about the noise, the honking, all of that, like they were yelling to people passing on the street too. So it's like, it's literally harassment that they're doing at this point.
Bro, like honestly, like my opinion on this whole trucker shenanigans is so polarized, because I'm telling you, like, at first I kind of got it. Like I was like, yeah, there's the original mandate that started this whole thing was kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like a bunch of like bored people from like rural
literally
like areas in Canada just being like freedom. It's like
exactly
like, buddy,
and the thing is they're just like they've allowed whatever their original movement was, they allowed it to be corrupted by things like Nazi flags, Confederate flags, and all of that. And they didn't say anything to, like, distance themselves from it. You know what I mean?
Honestly.
So now it's just, like, even if you did have a valid premise to be protesting this, like, why didn't you do some active steps to, like, distance yourself from those hate groups? Because now it's like, this is just, it's just, it's a nuisance to everyone. And it's also, like, a hate group.
No, you know? honestly, like, I saw a funny video of like it was some it was like the protest in Ottawa, and it was like a citizen, like an Ottawa Ian, I don't know what you call them, Ottawa citizen, and this guy was like some like older like 50-year-old white dude, and he was like screaming at the top of his lungs at the truckers. He's like,
oh my god,
I haven't slept in 5 days.
I saw that video on
Yo, and what killed me? What killed me is the guy was like, "Tell me, what freedom have you lost? What freedom have you lost?" And then these guys were like, "Oh, like the trucker mandate, blah blah blah." And he's like, "Bro, that's Doug Ford, not Trudeau. Go to Doug Ford. Why are you here?" And I'm like, "Bro, that's facts. Like,
that's hilarious."
Bro, a lot of the people involved in this were making it inherently.
They don't even know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, like they're making it inherently political, and they're literally don't even know what they're what they're protesting for. They don't know what they're protesting for. Like they don't understand the laws. They don't understand the laws.
It's seriously just really dumb at this point. Like, come on, move on.
Let me give one more example. Like, I'm not even trying to hate on the convoy, but I'm trying to hate on the convoy, honestly. Okay, like, there's this app that people in the convoy use. It's, like, a radio app. I forget what it's called. It's called, like, I don't know. It's some, like, underground, like, app you get on your phone where everyone can tune into the channel and just talk about the protests without, like, I guess police listening or whatever. Something, and like anyone from around the world can like tune in and talk, and I was listening to segments of it on CBC, and certain people were saying, making claims, they were like talking about, oh, like how many people do you think are at the protest? One dude's like, oh, I think there's 50,000 people in Ottawa, and then this woman's like, no, I think there's like 500,000 people, and then this next woman is like, no, I heard there's 1.5 million, and then some
bro
and he's like, that's the population of Ottawa. You think the whole city of Ottawa is protesting in downtown court. Like the likely number is 10,000.
Probably. It's probably like barely even 1,000, to be honest.
Like, yeah, now, because it's probably like, I assume it's kind of dying down. But like when it first happened, like maybe like 10,000 max. But either way, like people.
It's not that much. This is like Trump vibes when he was like, yeah, my inauguration was like packed full. And then you show the aerial pictures and it's like a couple thousand people. And he's acting as though it's millions.
Honestly, they're doing.
That's embarrassing.
No favors. Like go pick up a book and read about what you're actually fighting for.
Exactly.
And then like I will agree with you to some extent because I'm not the hugest fan of Justin Trudeau, especially did you see the emergency act that he enacted yesterday?
I heard about it, but I don't know that much details about it.
Okay, I'll just read some because I feel like this is it's called the Emergencies Act and it's limited to geographically target reasonable and proportionate issues, blah 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 blah. And so this has never been enacted in Canadian history. Like, this level of government has never been enacted. And it basically is like a retooling of a former similar act that was introduced after the Quebec 1970, what is it called? The Quiet Revolution, I think it was called. But anyway, so it basically, it's not as crazy as it sounds. It kind of just gives like police more jurisdiction and like the RCMP to sort of come in and enforce like municipal bylaws. So basically just allows them to focus more resources on, I guess, removing the truckers or whatever. But like, realistically, I don't really think it's gonna do too, like they kind of need like the military or something to, there's just so many truckers, like I don't know.
I mean, I think the reason that was enacted was probably because they were providing that much disruption and not only disrupting but like actively endangering people, because I mean like I don't think there was many people wearing masks there. Like the videos that I saw, people were not masked, and I read that they had brought children there. And so I think maybe you may have heard about the fact that CPS is considering like taking away the people's kids or whatever. And they have spun it in a way that makes it seem as though they're taking away the kids because the parents are not vaccinated. But the actual thing is they're taking away the only reason that they would take the kids is that the parents have taken them to this type of protest where it's like, obviously a protest is no place for a child. They're taking them out of school and then they're bringing them to a situation where there's like not proper washroom facilities, not proper water, food, heating, all of that. And so it's like, you're literally endangering your child's life to something that they can't even consent to, that they don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah, not to mention you're like, you're radicalizing them. Like
exactly, you know, exactly. Like on either side, like left or right, I don't think children under 18 should be going to protest because like who knows what could happen. You're just endangering kids at that point.
No, honestly. You know? And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe if you're under 18 and you go to like one with your parents, but bro, you're like posted up in the downtown core of Ottawa. And yo, bro, like everyone's talking about how like, oh, the horns are damaging people's, like the truck honking is damaging people's hearing. That they're talking about the citizens. Imagine the people that are right next to the truck.
Exactly.
Like an 8-year-old child that is right next to the truck. You know what I mean? Like they're gonna grow up with like tinnitus
or like caring problems or something. Right.
Yeah.
And they're missing school for all of this, you know?
Oh my god, I'm like fired up right now. And like there's so many problems. There's just,
for real,
just you can't.
It's a very frustrating situation.
Yeah, like I want, bro, like trucker people, if you're listening, I want to support you. I kind of want to support you, not really, but like I do support how stupid a lot of the mandates are. But yo, look the Doug Ford just removed the vaccine passport in Ontario.
Probably
because of you, honestly. Like
probably. No, I don't think it was. I think because this was scheduled from before to remove the vaccine passports. Yeah, it was just because I think we were able to kind of get a handle on Omicron to a certain extent. But it wasn't because of the trucker protest. But that's the thing. Like people were saying that he should have waited for some time to announce that. Because now people are gonna think, oh, the protests actually worked, and then they're gonna like keep on doing the same stuff, you know, and like thinking that this type of disruptive action is gonna actually like work
Bro,
in the
like,
future. Because
yeah.
although it was like pre-planned from before the protests happened, it's like it's too much of a coincidence now that people will think that they were related.
No, honestly, like, if there's anything I have to give the truckers credit for is one, their unrelenting persistence. Two, the fact that they will die on the hill that they are standing on and no one can convince them otherwise. That I can respect that to some degree. And three, honestly, like I think we could all agree, like they actually have like disrupted everything to the point where they maybe not like the changes they wanted, but they're bringing some changes, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing something, they're definitely doing something. And hey, at least it's better than those stupid like anti-mask marches back in like last year where it was just like people
Well,
doing nothing, you know?
to be fair, the anti-mask people have kind of joined on to the truckers, which is just
No,
like a
yeah.
whole other thing
But like
altogether.
I'm just speaking like specifically about the trucks themselves blocking stuff, opposed to just people walking around. Like, I'll give it to you guys. You sort of did something. You kind of did something. Trudeau invoked an emergency act that's literally never been used in Canadian history. No, because you guys are honking horns and harassing like citizens. And hey, not all of them are doing that. Let's be clear. Not all of them are doing that, but a lot of them are. Okay, a lot of them are. But honestly, that's all I have to say about our dear friends, the truckers.
So, and finally, to wrap up like the local Canadian news, unfortunately, a student was shot in a Toronto high school in Scarborough. That happened yesterday afternoon at about 3 p.m. at David and Mary Thompson Collegiate. So the victim was an 18-year-old grade 12 student, a male, and he was pronounced dead on scene by after being located with gunshot wounds at the back of the school. However, the police have said that they think the shooting was specifically targeted. So there's no risk to public safety. Like it wasn't a case of someone shooting up a school, but more
Yeah.
like a targeted killing. Like although that's devastating, at least it's not like a public risk. You know what
Yeah.
I mean?
Honestly, crazily enough, I know like two or three people back, because I'm from Toronto. I know two or three people who knew the kid, and they're like right now they're posting like RIP, blah 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 blah. So honestly,
Damn.
I don't recall his name, and I'm not sure I should even say it until
No, don't.
I see
His
it.
name's not been released to the media
Yeah.
because he's a, from respect to his family and stuff.
I don't even know what his name is, but rest in peace to that man, that kid. Honestly, rest in peace. Stop the gun violence in Toronto, man. Like, it is unreal. It is unreal. Toronto is like a war zone. Like the amount of people personally I know that have either been shot or killed, crazy. It's crazy. It is crazy. Yeah, honestly.
And like, do you know whether it's like a gang violence thing or if it's just like a random shooting type of thing? I mean, like, could okay, not necessarily for this specific case, but like in Toronto in
For
general,
my
is the violence mostly like gang related or?
honestly, personally, from my personal perspective, and like I can speak on this, one of my good friends in first year was shot to death. You know what I mean?
Wow,
Yeah,
holy.
no cap.
I'm
Rest in
sorry.
peace. Yes, rest in peace, Yaphet, no cap, but fuck it. Sorry, excuse me. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. But personally, what I think it's a lot of gang violence, but like not exclusively. I think there's a lot of like individuals who are like not like wannabe gangsters, but they act on their own accord without like a organization, but they just have guns or knives or whatever. At the end of the day, it all boils down to people being victims of their own false pride. You know what I mean? It's like, oh,
True.
you said this to me, you did this to me, I'm gonna do this to
Yeah.
you. And it's like,
And I
bro.
feel like that probably stems from a deeper problem of like disadvantage in general in the community. 'Cause it's like if you feel as though your physical strength is the only thing you have to prove yourself because you're never given the opportunity to like get an education or
Honest.
progress in like a job or anything, it's easier for you to fall prey to that type of thinking. 'Cause it's like, yeah, like my looks or my physical strength and my aggressiveness is the only thing that makes people respect you. So it's like if that's threatened, then you feel like your whole entire personhood is threatened, which is really unfortunate.
No, honestly, like that's the best way to put it. Because a lot of
Mm-hmm.
this is obviously happening in disadvantaged communities.
Yeah.
Like it's not specific to like one race or another. Like there's all like all
Mm-hmm.
it's mostly just
Yeah,
like
there's poor people
disadvantaged.
everywhere.
Yeah, like there's even disadvantaged white people, disadvantaged Asian. Like every person can be disadvantaged in every disadvantaged community. You're gonna find drugs. You're gonna find guns.
Yeah.
You're gonna find over policing, which just
Facts,
you know
which
what I
like
mean?
exacerbates the problem.
Honestly, and yeah, like trust me, I know a lot of kids who are exactly how you just described. You know, like they find their power in their
Yeah.
street presence and their identity.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And their gangsta, whatever. And at the end of the day, they're just kids. And like I can't lie, I feel bad for a lot of these kids that be not like the ones who kill other ones, but I'm talking about like drug offenses or like whatever.
Yeah.
Certain things, these kids would be going to jail for some stupid mistake they made as a child. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I feel like it's like you, no one really sells drugs because they actively want to. I think it's more of a case where you don't know that there's anything better you can do, or you don't think that you can access anything better to do. And you like you're at the point where you need to support your family or you need to support yourself. And it's just like
Yeah.
that's the hustle that you come up with because that's what you see other people doing around you.
Honestly, yeah, no, I agree. Like I won't lie, I'm gonna have to disagree. I do know a few people who sell drugs because they like to sell, because people don't understand like that lifestyle, that sort of underground,
It
deviant.
has an attraction to people, for sure.
It's euphoria, man. Like it's
Yeah.
addicting. It is addicting. Like until you get caught,
Yeah.
you are living a life that very few people live. And you know,
That's true.
you get a privilege in terms of the stuff you can do, the stuff you can see, the
And you
amount.
get respect too.
Like, yeah, you like for the time that you're actually doing good and bad stuff is not happening to you. Like, I know
Yeah.
people who have lived like kings and queens, you know, but everything comes to an end. And in that life, stuff comes to an end a lot
Yeah.
quicker than, you know, like a regular mere you type person. You know what I mean? But hey, I wish them all the best. And
Yeah, rest in peace and condolences to his family.
honestly, a rest in peace, man. And yeah, I'm sorry for the family. Damn, that's actually
And
sad.
I hope they find whoever did it soon because they were not able to find the suspect or make any arrests after the incident happened. So,
It's surprising that they couldn't find whoever did it, even though it happened at
yeah.
3 p.m. in a school.
Yeah, that's the thing, because it says that he fled like right after into the surrounding community, I guess. And he fled on foot towards the east. So that's kind of, I'm not really sure. Maybe he would have ditched the gun or something, because I feel like it would have been very obvious to see if you saw someone running with a gun, like, you know.
Well, let's end this show on some good news,
Sure.
kind
Let's
of
go
good.
on to the international stuff, I guess.
I basically just have a one or two quick things, but yeah, I don't know what you would call this news, but so remember Rajni, I was talking to you about Prince Andrew, that
The
weird.
Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Yeah, that weird prince man and Virginia Guffrey. Well, this is live as it's happening. Sorry, like I'm literally looking at updates. They keep updating. So what I was looking at, they kind of just like replaced with something newer. So basically, Prince Andrew and Virginia Guffrey. Virginia Guffrey is a girl who alleges Prince Andrew kind of coerced her into sex when she was underage. They've
Yeah.
reached a settlement in the civil sex claim filed by Guffrey in the US. So they've reached a settlement of an undisclosed
Oh.
amount. Yeah.
Okay.
The unexpected development was disclosed in a document submitted to the court on Tuesday. Andrew has agreed to make a substantial donation to a charity and has accepted that she, Virginia, has suffered as an established victim of abuse. So he,
Oh.
and then this is the weird thing, he
Yeah.
commended Guffrey's bravery.
That's kind of weird when he was the one
Oh,
who abused her.
yeah,
But
so
go off, I guess.
it's all PR, it's all, you know, because
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. So so the document added that Prince Andrew also regretted his association with the financier Epstein. Epstein, that guy. And yeah, it's a remarkable turnaround for Andrew, who had pledged to fight to clear his name in court and I guess didn't. He has always denied having a sexual relationship with Guffrey. But I guess that they did a settlement. I think we all know what that means.
Yeah. Wasn't Virginia the one who was in the picture with him? And he was trying to say, oh, I've never seen that girl in my life.
Yep.
That was the same girl, right? Yeah.
So, kind of unbelievable that he's not facing any criminal charges.
But I guess that's what happens when you have money and status.
Yeah, I guess what will be the backfall of this is he'll probably just have to, like, disappear out of the public eye for, like, a long
time. Yeah.
Because, like, when you settle in a case like this, like, we all know what's going on.
What that means.
Yeah. There's only one reason. You wouldn't settle in a case if you think you would win it. Because he'd probably be paying, like, huge, like, multi-million dollar. I don't know why it's the settlement to a charity. I guess. Well,
probably because the victim requested that it be donated to the charity. Because I think if you are a victim of that kind of case and you want your settlement to go to a charity, it provides less reason for the prosecutors to say, sorry, for the defense to say, like, oh, she's making it up for money. You know what I mean? Because I think that's a common thing, especially when famous people or public figures are accused. People will say, like, oh, they're doing it for clout or they're doing it for money and that kind of thing. But, like, if she wants the settlement to go to a charity, then that completely, like, eliminates eliminates, it mitigates against that kind of discreditation of the victim.
Yeah, no, honestly. So shout out to her for that. And just to, I guess we're kind of coming on time, so I'll just finish off with one quick little update about our dear friend Putin and the great of Russia.
Yeah.
So, I hope everyone enjoyed our interview with, what was her name, Professor?
Dr. Richardson.
Yeah. She was really, really intelligent. Honestly, she had so much to say. I kind of struggled to keep up with some of it, but if you guys like go back and listen to it on our website instead of live, I'm sure you can like stop it and you'll have a better understanding. Like, honestly, she gave us a lot of information. She gave us a free lecture basically. So if you want a
free lecture,
Russia and Ukraine, hey, we have a free lecture for you guys. I hope you all enjoyed it. So yeah, just to finish the show, our dear friend Putin says he has pulled back some of his troops from Ukraine, but no one really believes him. The West wants proof.
So,
on Tuesday, Russia said some of his troops are returning to base after exercises near Ukraine and mocked Western warnings about a looming invasion. Russia did not say how many units were being withdrawn and how far after a buildup of some 130,000 Russian ground troops to the northeast and south of Ukraine. So, yeah, honestly, I've seen, because this is just a fascinating story, I've seen many, many different sort of takes on what, because this is all up to Putin and Putin alone. Like, he will make the final decision. And some people are saying that he will invade before the end of the Olympics. Some people are saying he will never invade and he'll just keep the troops there to kind of just like,
to just intimidate them.
Yeah, like a Cold War part two, which is, I think, probably the most likely scenario. This will just be another Cold War. Because like the amount of loss on both sides is never going to be worth
the game. That's true. I feel like because both the US and Russia's sides have nuclear power, I think anything that would happen would be like mutually assured destruction, you know, like if anything were to actively happen.
Then again, Putin is quite a crazy man, so you never know. But I honestly think, especially with this news that he's allegedly pulling back some of his troops from the West, who knows, maybe he's relocating them to the north, you know, like, honestly. But hey,
we can't say anything for sure at this point.
Yeah, we can't speculate. But I guess we're pretty much on time, huh? I guess we pretty much.
Yeah, that's coming up to time. So we can just close up here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Thank you. all our friends, everybody tuning in to support our little student radio show. We've been doing this for what, 2 years now, basically?
Well, with this team for 2 years almost, yeah.
Yeah, with our current, I guess Fatima just joined recently, but me and Rajni, we are the OGs. We've been doing this since the beginning of COVID. So
yep.
Yeah, if we have any loyal listeners, feel free to, I don't know, just reach out to us, I guess. I don't know how that would, we'll figure it out.
I'm not sure how that would work.
Yeah, we'll.
But yeah, shout out to you if you've been an OG listener as well.
Honestly.
We hope you enjoy our show. And we'll see you next week. Take care, guys.
Adios.
Bye.